into our darkness. Echoes, the whispers. These are all of the thoughts that you've ever had. Past lives to this life. Here's the plot twist though. Those are based on the multiple identities that you use for protection that created those thoughts. As we start to assess our internal conflicts, similar to when you were in school and you had to relearn, or if you're going to school, the relationship, the job, the friendships, the bonds, the relations, what plays out are the insecurities, the doubts, the avoided wounds, the fears, and they all play out through a distorted echo that, guess what, you make whole based on reaction. It's time to analyze. It's time to have that meeting. And this time, you gotta take the head of the table. Welcome to the God Hour. Paranoid Whispers. Grand Rise, gods and goddesses, kings, queens, initiates, adepts, brujos, brujas, shamanesses, shamans, healers, masters, gods, goddesses. I know I repeat it, I don't care, because we need to understand that today is the only day that matters. You're the only one that matters. Because everything outside of us is a reflection of experience or observation. Either we got to experience to learn the lesson, or we got to observe to master that lesson. Welcome to the God Hour Podcast. I'm your host, your master of ceremonies, Papa Lucifer, Somni. I'm your favorite occult psychologist. And this week, we're going to get into the paranoid whispers. You know, we break down the session into three segments. First segment, distorted echoes. A carry-on from last week when we got into the echo system. The voices of our internal conflicts and wounds and how we feed those thoughts. Character development. How we manifest these thoughts to fill our reality based on the reaction. And then we're going to get into that lost in translation. Existing in the voids of those reactions. But before we get into that, you know I got to give you that weekly clarity. Papa got to give you that clarity. And then we're going to get into this week's episode. Again, welcome to the God Hour Podcast. Let's get into this. Ha ha. Ashe. As we always get, before we get into our reading, we got to get into this clarity for the week. I got the cards ready to get shuffled up. Alright, ooh, that was a nice one. Let's keep going real quick. One more get hit on those. First card pulled off top, Six of Wands. Second card, Ten of Wands. Third card, Knight of Swords. fourth chord, the Hierophant, fifth chord, King of Pentacles. It's a lot of, gets a lot of powerful energy on that one. And the last card, I'm gonna do six, the Knight of Wands. Let's get into this reading. The Knight of Wands illustrates the energy of how you are embracing the decision to move forward. Whatever your base archetype is, this is a time to look at how you are moving forward. The Ten of Wands represents those decisions, that energy, that clash based on what you were, based on who you were, the lessons. It's time to step forward with this aspect of your pride, this aspect of the true essence of yourself. The Knight of Swords represents assessing the haste. Just because you're moving forward does not mean you forget what you learned. A lot of times we come into the space trying to maintain this character. The energy seems to subside, remember, because it's the emotional energy. And then we move hastily to go try to make it, to maintain that same pattern. The Hierophant tells us of that pattern. The Hierophant is the higher spiritual compass, the higher aspect of our higher self. It's time to look at your space, the evaluation. Remember, the Hermit comes before the Hierophant. That means as you go internal, you're going in, doing inside, doing in-depth works on the inside. The decisions that are made based on the spiritual value, the higher value of yourself, understanding yourself in those cues, your mindset, where are you at? A lot of times, that's where we get stuck. And then we're like, we're trying to find new ground, and we end up being tethered to some, we're rather than tethered to something. That's what the King of Pentacles represents. It represents surveying my space. Remember, it's time for you to step forward. But what are you stepping forward into? What have you learned? What have you seen? What are you now, what lessons are on the table? Just because you're moving forward doesn't mean there won't be any more lessons. There's always going to be lessons to help you in your growth. So if you feel yourself stepping forward emotionally, I suggest you sit down. There is an energy coming to an end. There is a cycle coming to an end. How you move forward in that cycle is gonna be that key to your grounding. Are you moving forward in the aspects of your higher self in unity? Are you moving forward with your higher self in the lesson? You've learned this lesson. You know you've learned this lesson. Now it's time to assess the roots. You know what it takes. You know what it needs to be done. Even if you don't think about it, trust me, you know what it is. It's time to stop listening to the whispers on your path telling you, but you can do this way, and you can do it this way, and you can do it this way. Don't ignore the whispers. I was meditating. Don't ignore the whispers, because the whispers lead to the true you. That whisper that's telling you, hey, you got to do this and that and the third, and you can do it this way. Those have been the same whispers that you listened to before. Think about that. Those are the same whispers that you listened to before. Those are the same individuals that you listened to before. That's the same job whispering that sweet nothings into your ear. Now it's time for you to look at the voice that's coming from within. That true voice. It's your inner child. That inner child, that inner adolescent. Wherever that wound is, that's where that voice is coming from. I want you to think about that. That's what goes into that aspect with that Knight of Wands. The Knight of Wands represents that decision to listen to you. Not the you that you created to stay comfortable. Remember, comfort is a reaction. That means you have the thought. Remember, when you're thinking, you're listening, what are you listening to? If you have a thought and it puts you in your emotional seat, that means you react. Sit down and really decipher that. Sometimes you're upset about the job not paying you, or hours getting cut, or especially now everybody worried about getting this vaccine shit. What have you been doing up to that point? At a point in time, you thought that was your end all save all. But now it's time to assess, where do I want to be in my life? This is a part of the formula to helping me become who I need to be. You're looking at that relationship, and you wanted things out of the relationship that you yet have not given to yourself. Think about that. You want to move forward and jump up out another relationship, trauma bond, friendship, whatever it is, but you're trying to get from out of the relationship what you haven't given to yourself. Think about, use that. What are you listening to? You trying to get, I've said this many times, are you bonded to the characters that fit this image? Remember, think about it. You have an image in your head of you. You have an image in this, in your headspace. That's in your, that's you. Now you're trying to create everything to match that image inside of you so you can step out. That's always what we do. We don't get deep into that in this week's episode. But it's time to step forward. Assess that energy, this lesson that's coming up. Move forward in discipline and not haste. Remember what you've been taught up to this point and use that to apply to the new lessons, and that's going to give you that new ground, and that's going to help you make it the best discipline of what you need to do now. You know, time don't exist. So what you rushing for? I'll always choose quality over quantity. My growth over my comfort. This has been your weekly reading with Papa Lucifer. If you want to get more in depth, more in tune with yourself, stay tuned to the Plug Talk and get the information to book a reading or that consultation for one of my other many services. I want you to be the fucking best. Welcome, 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 welcome to another God Hour podcast. I'm once again your host, your favorite occult psychologist, Papa Lucifer, Sambi. And this week we're getting into these points of that paranoid voices. Now, we all know it. We have conversations with ourselves. It's totally normal to have that conversation with yourself. Remember, because every time you think, you're listening. What are you listening to? What are you listening to? Why are you listening to it? And the development of that in the aspect of this is a carry-on from last week. We talked about the ecosystem or the ecosystem. Now we're going to get into that distorted echoes. The voices of our internal conflicts and our wounds and how we feed their emotional thought. Think about it like this. I talk to myself all the time. I have counsel with myself all the time. But before, when I had counsel with myself, before I was having those conversations with myself, before I was before I even had a true self-care routine, before I had a direction, before I had a potential, I knew my purpose. The voices that I was listening to within my space of myself, they were coming from my wounds. So every time I came into a space to where I was being tested or challenged, my comfort zone was being challenged, I would listen to one of those voices. The voice in the back of my head that was telling me I don't have time. The voice that was telling me I didn't have based on acceptance. The voice that I was listening to based on the fear of rejection, the fear of neglect, insecurity, aspects of that nature. These are the voices that we feed the emotional rhythms of our thoughts. So now inside of my space, the things that used to bring me comfort before I would take my dark nights of the souls, before I was getting that comfort, now I wasn't getting comfort anymore. It was like it was legit paranoia. It kept me in the sheltered sense. So I had to go back and realize, where did I learn to be sheltered? See, it's one of those things going in that space. How was I sheltered? Things like how you were sheltered, how you were guided, that needing for nurturing, these aspects, because those voices come out and echo and it creates your space. So this first segment, we get into that distorted echoes. Then we're going to go into the character development, understanding how you develop your avatar into each space and why certain spaces bring you fear and other spaces you like to frequent in. And then we'll get into that lost in the translation, lost in the existence between the two spaces. But, let me take a breath. But, we got to understand that as I started confronting my shadows, started assessing my repressed memories, the traumatic scars, the experiences that I was going through, I started to hear that whisper again. Nah, you don't need to do that. It's the whisper, like, think about it like this. It's the whisper that pops off in your head when you sitting there and you thinking about what you bought, something as simple as you want to order food. And you sitting in your house, you want to order food. So now you got to sit there and you go through this whole dialogue with yourself about what you want to eat, where you want to get it from, why that place, things of that nature. That's basically the process of thought. Like, you go through your senses, and we're going to get deeper into the senses on Friday, but I wanted to break it down now. You go through your senses, your five senses, in order to create the image. The first image would be whatever, it don't matter the order, but do you see yourself doing it? Do you hear yourself eating it? Can you taste it? Can you feel yourself in the feeling of eating that particular item? What is it like? Those are the senses that you use to create that space. So, do you hear yourself eating it? Something as simple like, ooh, I'm gonna go order a pizza. Okay, you don't order a pizza. Now you gotta think back. Now you have that thought in your mind. No, I had pizza last week. I don't wanna eat pizza again. I mean, eat the same shit. Nah, I ain't gonna eat that. Now, do you see yourself eating it? Do you hear yourself, the sound, the feeling, the touch? Is it touching that right spot, that right emotional aspect, serotonin being released? This is how a lot of us walk around in the dark, because you can't see it, because you ain't learned the power of your sight. There was a lot of things that I did that were based on sight unseen. One example of that would be I never could see myself sitting down week after week because I felt like I needed to do something, so I'd be fake busy. I never saw myself sitting down and every Tuesday delivering a podcast episode. I never saw myself doing this. This was like far from the direction that I'm, this is far from the direction of my comfort zone. Those whispers keep us in our comfort zone. That whisper have you staying at your job and it's not fulfilling you. It's fulfilling the character. It's fulfilling the identity. It's fulfilling the emotional void that we don't want to deal with. It's feeding the emotional wound. It's feeding it. I stayed at my job a lot of times and it boiled down to acceptance. It boiled down to the fear of rejection. It boiled down to my insecurities. At my job, I was king. At my job, I was known for what I was putting in. In my job, I was known to be the best at what I was doing. But too much of a good thing is also bad. Moderation is the best quality. It was when I was using my job, and most of us use our jobs, like relationships, friendships, or these trauma bonds. Through the space of the trauma bond, we use that as our crutch. So at my job, I was the shit. But if you took away my job, I didn't have anything else going on. If you took away the relationship, I had nothing else going on. Friendships, whatever it was, I had nothing going on that was constructive or conducive to growth. So now you got to look at your space, and those whispers, they keep you from growing. From the traumatic experiences, that voice that's coming from the traumatic experience, you can fix it this time. You can do it this time. You can do it this way. And then it echoes out into your system or your space. And then you have that echo bouncing off certain individuals or certain conduits inside of your space. They match that frequency. Remember, as long as you're able to react, you're always in your comfort zone. I don't care if it's something super bad or super good. Positive or negative, as long as you're able to react to it, that's giving you the way out of your comfort zone. That's giving you the way out of your comfort zone. The only way you can connect to something or even see it is going to be based on what's already within inside of yourself. So if I'm stuck in reaction mode, this reaction or survival mode, then it's like if I walk out of my house right now and I take my walk, my old character, we'll get deeper into the characters a little bit as we get deeper. And I walk out of my house and I say that I'm hungry. My character needs to feed in a certain way. So it's only going to feed based on those emotions. So me being in survival mode, that instant gratification, there's a McDonald's up the street from me. There's a McDonald's right up the street. Now my mind connects to everything that's emotionally tied to McDonald's. The fish sandwich, easy. McChicken, a dollar cheeseburger, Big Mac, fries, Hi-C orange or Fruitopia strawberry, whatever it may be. My mind automatically calculates the steps to get to that space. I can see it, I can touch it, I can feel it, I can taste it. My senses is activated, I can go towards it. Go up there, whether I decide to sit and eat in there or I come back to the house, I'll sit back down, eat my food and go on about my day. This is how a lot of times nurture ourselves based on the emptiness. A lot of times you're trying to fill it, but this is why I always talk about trying to fill those emotional wounds. Those emotional voids based on the traumatic wounds. The whisper in your head said you were hungry. What are you gonna eat? Remember, every time you talk, you listen. Every time you're thinking, you're listening. What are you listening to? What's guiding you to go eat at a certain way? This is how we understand the aptitudes of how, not only what you're taking in, how you're taking it in and why. You know your aptitude of how much, like, I'll give you an example. Every other week, I appease to the ancestors, and I might order Chinese food. My energetic, my etheric lineage is in Asia. A lot of it's in Asia, Japan, China, in the Asian aspect. So I've always had this aptitude to Asian food. My grandmother loves Asian food. My aunt loves Asian food. My pops loves Asian food. So now when I get the thought about Asian food, Chinese food, Thai food, whatever, sushi, whatever, I know that it's a message from one of them, because I've done the internal work to understand that point of that whisper. It's nothing wrong. It's not about being wrong or right. It's about understanding how to navigate that voice, because that voice is necessary. That voice is necessary. But how I use that voice, is it based on my comfort or is it based on me growing? That's how you look at the people that are in your life. Think about this shit. You ever had a conversation with somebody and then you used to have conversations with them all the time, 6 hours to 30 minutes. Now it's like 5 minutes at a time. Now it's like a 5 minute text message. Then it's like 30 seconds. You have a thought, then you ignoring them. That's what you do with your energy with that voice. As long as that voice serves a purpose in the identity, you'll listen to it. The moment that it doesn't, you stop listening to it. This is you listening to yourself. You can tell yourself all day through an emotional reaction. You can talk to yourself all day through an emotional reaction. Man, fuck these motherfuckers. They're getting on my fucking nerves. They're trying to play me. They think I'm stupid. And you'll listen to that voice when you're angry. That same little voice angry, that same angry little inner child of you that was angry because of something that happened to you in your shadow. And that's who you react. That's who reacts. Now, after all is said and done, you sitting in your space, and you like, I shouldn't have reacted like that. I was upset. I was mad. I need to go comfort myself. So how do you comfort yourself? How do you go comfort yourself? I can guarantee for a lot of people, because I remember I didn't do it, you didn't take the moment of reflection. Sometimes you need to sit down and have that conversation with yourself. Sometimes you just need to sit down and be fucking quiet. Sometimes you got to sit down and be quiet and allow that voice to run rampant inside of your space. That way you can actually discipline it. The less and less you're disciplining your internal voice, the more and more echoes from the trauma, the more and more echoes from the experiences, the negative experiences. You can't see nothing positive, or you can't see nothing even in the, you can't see how the positive, you're trying to look for the positive to serve you by default of the negative. The reason that the negative keeps coming up is because that's what needs to serve you now. It's time for you to repel and get out of that comfort zone. That negative, or the weakening of that wall of your comfort, that's the aspect that needs you to step out of yourself. That's the aspect that needs you to learn yourself. But you keep seeing the negative as bad, and you keep looking towards the positive as being good. That positive may not serve you. That thing that you created out of a positive sense, something, because out of the negative comes the positive automatically. So you could have been in a negative situation or a traumatic experience, and something came out of it that you, something came out of that negative experience that you're now carrying as a positive. But because that positive has not been assessed, the negative,
that has not been assessed that created that positive, you'll find yourself creating things from that negative, from that same negative point, you'll keep creating the positives from that wavelength. So now you had that, you had a bad relationship with your mother, you had that bad relationship with your father, the bad relationship with your uncle or the family friend or whatever it is, the sexual abuse, the addictive abuses, the emotional abuse, whatever it may be in that shadow. Now you're going to keep creating in this current space things based on that shadow, trying to fix or mask that negative. So now every time you come to this point when you're assessing your internal conflict and you come to a point and you're looking out into your space, you think that the space is reacting to you when you're reacting to it. Now you outside of yourself, you're trying to create in that space. I guess it's time for me to have this here. It's time for me to have this job, this relationship, this identity needs this. But reality, what is that identity missing? That identity you created to protect you from not having the family guidance and providing the knowledge. Now you're sitting in your current space trying to recreate that. Over and over and over again. It fails, you try to do it again. It fails, you try to do it again. Now you have developed the bonds based on the identity. So there's things that you learn within that space that you'll accept and the things you won't accept. So now you create your expectations based off that level of acceptance. These are the conditions. So now you're sitting in that. For a lot of us, whether you are a king, queen, god, or goddess, a lot of you goddesses, a lot of you gods, most of you are sitting in your masculine seat. The spiritual aspect is the feminine seat. That's the receptive seat. That's the emotional aspect. That's the guidance. That's the wisdom. That's the nurturing. But if I'm afraid to sit in this seat, I got to assess the wounds that were created, that scarred up, that made this seat so I don't sit in it. This is why the trigger happens. You're forced to be emotionally present. So now I got to sit in my darkness. I got to sit in that womb. I can't step out of this womb. That's why you go through the cycle of nine. The 9 months, the nine ether, the lower nine chakras, all of these aspects, the aspects going through that cycle of nine. A lot of y'all are going through those cycles and you're not assessing yourself. It's time to birth something else. It's time to create something else. That identity no longer can be sustained. That light only can go out as far as you allow it to. That light only goes as far out as you defined it. You only can see what you only can tap into those senses based on a state of reaction. As long as you can see it, touch it, feel it, taste it, smell it, you'll keep doing it. The moment you ain't got no senses towards it, then you're in a state of reaction, trying to create the new grounds or the new echoes for the sense, so you can keep moving forward. That's how you get used in relationships. You think you're getting used in a relationship only because in your mind, the whisper is telling you you're being used. Use them. The whisper whispers to you, use them. You ignore it. Then it echoes out from the outside, internal bounce back to you, I'm using you. You keep telling yourself that you don't really, that whisper is saying they don't love you or you don't love yourself, you don't even know yourself. That insecurity plays out, so outside of you, it automatically plays out what? They don't love you to keep you in your comfort of your reaction. That I becomes they because it multitudes through every crack that's present, trying to fill the cracks to keep you locked within the space. That weak point, that's your weak point. The things that you sitting there looking at a lot of times, those are your weak points. That's how you get into your space. but you're scared. It's okay. You in that fear base. But if I do this, then what about them? They go away. That's what I learned a lot of times when it came to the characters that I created and the multitudes or the how my character, my identity created the co-created the connect, the attachments to the other identities. So the moment that identity went away, what I was in fear of a lot of times was removing that identity, because to remove that identity meant to remove the clones or the mask that I created based on that identity in that space. When you start looking at your patterns, I remember getting stuck in the identity that I created. I remember getting triggered by the pattern that was based on the identity that I created. And I get mad at my damn self. You don't understand. I changed my mind. Why'd you change your mind? I can never tell anybody why I changed my mind. Because if I told them why I changed my mind, in my mind, I still felt shame and guilt for changing my mind. Most of y'all feel guilt for changing your mind because you learned something more. That shame, that guilt, that doubt, that insecurity comes to the surface, and you don't know how to deal with it. It's okay to change your mind as long as you're investing in the changes and the aptitudes to learn and to grow. Because you're learning a new direction. Why you keep going back to the same pattern is because you're afraid to invest in that change. Your old pattern gave you old results that you can deal with. Old results that you can react to. Whether it was good, bad, whatever it was, you just kept reacting to that same pattern. So now you created that character. That character mad strong. That character is great in that situation. That character is great in the situations. That character is good at fighting. That character is good at riding, dying for motherfuckers. That character is good at struggling. That character is good in that space of your comfort zone. That character is good in that space. Very good. The whispers hold it up. The echoes, the distorted echoes, keep it together. It keeps the projection stable. But that false sense of being stable, you're going to require a false sense of stability. I had to learn a long time ago that what I wanted was a false sense of stability. The family that I never had or I always wanted, I felt that I needed to create a false sense of stability. And the only thing that I could pull from was from what I learned already, the don'ts. But I didn't understand the do's. I thought I understood the why, the what, but I didn't understand. I thought I understood the how. Because now I can say with every answer was the same damn answer, the same damn echo. How could you do this instead of that? How could you say no to me? How could you do this? It was always the same damn echo and answer. Because you don't love me. You don't respect me. You don't trust me. You don't believe in me. You don't support me. Same void every time. Answering the same how from the same echo. Not even that. It wouldn't even be the person. Because I don't know myself, so I don't know this person. All I know is the identity. So even when I go into a space where somebody's actually triggering me and setting me straight and checking me, I ain't know how to listen to that shit. I was used to being the motherfucker that was checking everybody. I was used to my identity being the one to check everybody. I was used to sitting in that masculine seat super hard, avoiding every feminine wound that was present, avoiding my lack of nurturing, my lack of guidance, my lack of acceptance, my lack through that wound, my lack of acceptance, my rejection, my insecurities. I thought I had to be in control. I thought power was where control was found. When in reality, my power was found in the authority of my, the authority that I took over my accountability and responsibility to deal with my internal wounds. I had to do that process first. You listening to some, this is coming from a space that over 8.5 years, 8 to 10 years of work to get to this point. 8 to 10 years to get to this point. Some of you have already started doing the work, but you weren't doing it consciously. You did it from an unconscious sector or from the, you did it from the unconscious sector of your mindset in order to avoid the voices or to avoid the lessons that needed to be learned. It's very, very different. It's very, very different when you actually become emotionally present. It's very, very different. That character no longer serves a purpose. That character no longer can be used. You created that character, why? You created that grouping of friends, why? So you can maintain the same, you can maintain the same sense of control in order to use your power. But in order to maintain that power, remember that negative still got to be there. You still got to be angry. You still got to be frustrated. You still got to be insecure. You still got to be jealous. You still got to move in doubt so that whisper still lives. Long live your whisper. It still got to live. It still got to exist. And that goes into the character that you developed. We don't get deep into this. Up next is character development. Welcome to the God Hour. Yep, yep, yep. But yeah. Those distorted echoes, those voices, they help us. They either help or hinder. They either help develop the healthy direction or they hinder the true direction and create that character. This is that character development. Remember how I told you about the aspects of the McDonald's right up the street from me? That character that was created fed on McDonald's. That character that I fed, fed on McDonald's, fed on certain conversations and certain it fed on certain emotional points to be hit in order for me to exist. And that's when we're talking about the manifesting of those thoughts into your reality. So in order for it to be real, you got to make it real. And anything that goes against that, making that real, based on the traumatic response, now based on the traumatic act, based on the traumatic undertone, creates the traumatic response. This is how we create the traumatic responses. This is how we create the traumatic responses. One of the most simple ones on top of the head is like when you sit there and think about it, like you're trying to be accepted. So the moment that your idea is not being accepted, what in reality is, it's your identity not being accepted. Whenever we have that fear, when I had a lot of fear to myself, when I thought I wasn't being accepted, it wasn't me. It was my identity. It was being the identity that wasn't being accepted. It was the rejection that was not being You feel me? Because now I'm stuck in this space with myself. Who's reacting? Remember, the identity is there by default as a projection. So what really wasn't being accepted was the 12-year-old me. What really wasn't being accepted was the 8-year-old me, the 9-year-old me, the version of me that was still fat, the version of me that was emotionally distant. And when I was emotionally present, I was easily angered. That was the version of me that wasn't being accepted. The personality, when using the aspects of your natal chart or your astrology, the personality was the Aquarius, or the personality traits of my Aquarius sun. Those are the things that weren't being accepted. But in reality, it was my insecurities within my Leo moon that weren't being accepted. The suggestion didn't fit. So when you look at me going out the door, like, use the example. If I walk out of my house right now and I'm to go left or right, I can go right and there's a Subway, a McDonald's, a Chinese place, Taco Bell, Papa John's, another Japanese place. All quick stuff. I'm giving you the aspects of your direction of your life. Everything's quick, instantaneous. All I do is pay and I can bring my food home the same time, or I can eat in, whatever. Or I can go to the right. To the right of me, it's a nice little 20-minute walk, but there's a food line. Or the grocery store. I can go in there. They got the little produce section. And they got the little small area for like plant-based vegan food. Then they got the little in the freezer section, little vegan food. And I can go into the produce section and I can create. They got portobello mushrooms in there. They got the milk in there. They got the almond milk in there. They got the, they got stuff in there. I can chef up a little itty bitty. I can chef up a little itty bitty pasta, something quick, something vegan plant-based to hold me over. Spend about 15, 20, maybe 30 bucks, take the 20-minute walk back. But now I got to think about my walk if I go for a walk. That's a 20-minute walk with bags in my hands. 20-minute walk with bags in my hands. I don't care how far. I don't care if the bag's super light. 20 minutes is a long time to walk with some weight in my hand. Depending on the weather. Depending on the feeling outside. The taste of the head. The smell. The sights. So if I go to the left, it's easily accessible. Instant gratification. It's a sense of instant gratification, because my instant gratification is how I get fed. This is how you gotta look at your space based on your character development. Are you going for the easy feeding based on the emotional wound or the traumatic experience? Or are you willing to take that walk? What are you gonna experience on that walk? What are you gonna see on that walk? Those are the things that you start looking at when you're walking down your path. I'm not thinking about the result because I know where I'm going. I'm already geared to know where I'm going. It just depends on what compass am I using. Both compasses point to north. Both of your compasses, your lower compass or your moral compass based on your old space and your old patterns, it points to whatever your true north is going to be. But that compass that's in the darkness, that's of your humility, integrity, potential, your internal works, it points to the north as well. But it points to where you need to go, not where you want to go. It points to your value. It points to your desire. It points to your quality. This external compass that you keep holding, it points to your what you're trying to preserve, the projection, and what you're trying, what needs to be protected. That character is only developed, the character that's in that body of light is only going to be developed to a certain point. So it makes you break down what you're reacting to. You come to a certain point in time where people be like, you too old to be reacting to shit like that. But you got to understand where that, you 30 plus years old. You need to be thinking about this, this, and this. You got to think about where that person, where you really are. You're not really the age that you thought you were. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you feel based on the age that you're at right now. Don't care. Because if there's traumatic undertones that you have not assessed with yourself, you are the age where the trauma happened. You are the age of the experience. Don't believe me? The next time you get angry, how do you react to a situation? Do you react like the mature earth age of you 30? Of a nigga in their 30s or a woman in their 30s? Or do you react like a 12-year-old, 13-year-old, 8-year-old? Even if you're in your 20s. Let's say you're 25. Do you react that the 25-year-old will react? How do you know how a 25-year-old will react? How do you know how a 30-year-old reacts? What has been your example of a 30-year-old reaction? What has been your example of a 25-year-old person reacting? What has been your, where did you get it from? What whisper, what distorted echo gave you the aptitude of what, that's what a 30-year-old acts like? Think about it. Please think about it for a little bit. Think about that. I never knew what a 30-year-old acted like. The only example I had of a 30-year-old was my pops, my aunts, my uncles, the niggas on the corner, the motherfuckers that were working that were in their 30s. That's the only examples that I ever had. So I developed the character to match those examples. I'm always going into this point. I was always told to have my hair cut. Keep my hair cut. Keep my goatee clean. Wear clean clothes. Look presentable. That's what I was always told. That was all I was told. You go to a job interview, you gotta go in there wearing the suit. You gotta wear in there, go in there wearing your, wearing, put on your khakis or some slacks. Nice hard bottom shoe. Button up polo. And you'll always get the job. Do you know how many jobs I got just based? You know how many things you do based on character? The character development? How many things are based on the traumatic responses of your character development? I'm telling you, these are the layers of yourself. You developed an entire character, an entire world. That GTA sense, or your entire space is a fucking video game. And you develop your character's attributes and the character flaw. You developed all of that shit. You developed all of that before you even came down here. And to maintain those characters at the character points, guess what you had to do? Keep doing what you're doing. You want to create a new character? Or get to the... Do you want to unlock developer mode? That's what shadow work is. Your shadow work is unlocking developer mode. Remember, think about it like this. You can keep playing the same damn game. I don't care what difficulty you're looking for. So let's say you're going from the hard difficulty to the easy. Think about that shit. You staying in the space that you in based on the traumatic responses. You're trying to go from the hard difficulty mode to easy. If you do not do the internal work, that's basically what you're doing. You're going from the hard difficulty mode to the medium to the easy. You want the easy mode. You want the easy mode. But only in the hard mode do you get the unlocks, the Easter eggs, the special weapons, all the good shit in that level. Only in the hard mode. But the hard mode, once you played it long enough, now you get into the sense of you develop the pattern based on hard mode. So now you're looking for the easy. But the whole point of the game is just to play it, master that game, and move on to the next one. But you stuck in the game. What if I told you how to unlock developer mode? Most games have you can unlock a developer mode. You can put your own shit in there and make it work for you. That's what you're doing inside of the space. It's time to make this shit work for you. Instead of me always reacting to what was happening in my space. You want something, that character wants something. It needs something to sustain itself. I've talked about this before. It's the difference between direction and predestination. Your trauma's got you in a predestination. Your trauma puts you in a predestination complex. Trying to fix the past. Trying to fix the past. Always stuck in the future. Never in the present. Your traumatic responses have you always trying to fix the past. Stuck in the future. Never in the present. That's not a way to live life. That's simply existing. That's simply existing, lost in the translations of the existence of the reaction. We'll get into that a little bit after this when we get deeper. But I want you to understand that space. You sitting in your space and you upset, mad, whatever it may be, feeling some type of way, whatever it might be, but why are you in that space to begin with? If you know that you're not getting something from that space, why do you stay there? Because there's aspects that you have to learn about yourself inside of that space. I don't care what you do. You can keep replacing jobs. You can keep replacing boyfriends, girlfriends. You can keep replacing friends. You can keep doing that shit over and over and over again. You can keep clearing out and resetting it, but it's always gonna lead back to the same shit. You can stay on that level and then go play another game or emotional deflection and go play another game. But what the fuck does that mean? Because that game is still sitting there waiting for you to deal with it. This is what we do when we do emotional deflection. There's a space that you don't want to deal with and you go run somewhere else. Job, friend, whatever it may be. I remember for me, inside relationship, whenever I was dealing with some shit they wanted to deal with, run to the job. Hey, y'all need someone to work some extra hours? The job didn't have something for me? Go over to a friend's house. Hey, y'all want to go hang out? You need a ride somewhere? I would only be able to use the tools that I use with. I only could use the tools that I created to live with inside of that space. That character and identity only could be maintained based on those tools. So I went from, I hate when everybody asks me for a ride, to, hey, you need a ride somewhere? Hey, what you doing? Just to remain emotionally relevant. I didn't want to be emotionally present. I want you to think about the conversations that you have. Most of the conversations that we have based in this false sense of longevity you're not emotionally present. You may react, you might get angry, you might get sad, you might get upset, you might get something like that, but you're only emotionally relevant because that space was built in anger. That space was built in fear, i.e. therefore you're only relevant to the fear, to the aptitude of the, you only stay relevant based on the aptitude to the fear based on reaction. You'll step out of it, then you'll step back into it. But those spaces that are triggering you even more heavy is forcing you to become emotionally present. Do you know yourself? That's the only life you've ever known. And when it gets challenged, you don't know what to do. That don't sound like nothing good for anybody to live with. Just by any means. That predestination, that pattern, that behavior, that habit, all that got to be maintained. The way you feed in that avatar got to be maintained. There's a difference now for me. I wake up every day and I meditate. Monday, for example, I woke up and said, I am in gratitude. I am grateful. It just came from me. I'm grateful. I'm in gratitude. I'm at peace. I'm open to learn. What is my privilege? What do I get? What do I have the privilege to learn today? My entire workout was on 10 times infinity. The message that I gave out Monday was on 10 times infinity. All the way up to leading the recording this episode. My energy was up there on a level I was like, yeah, I love this. The things that could usually trigger me and bother me, I didn't allow to trigger me and bother me. I started assessing the patterns in my space. Why do I allow this in my space? It's not about what you allow into your space based on the external. It's based on why do you allow this to feed you? Why do I allow these patterns to feed me? If that is not something that is necessary for my growth, why do I allow that pattern to feed me? There's something within me that I'm still trying to hold control over. There's something that I need to let go of. There's something that I need to learn. This is how you start assessing the space. It's an open RPG. You can spend 9.5. I can spend, and then it makes you understand gratitude, being grateful, being open, being humble, being able to learn. Like, for example, I can spend an hour outside standing in the grass barefoot for no fucking reason. I can spend an hour outside in the grass. An hour outside in the grass. Just sitting, standing there, sitting in the grass, allowing my inner child to run free in the grass. But it took time for me to get to that point. This is the synonymous example. It took a while for me to be able to go stand in that grass. First, I had to go stand in that grass. First, I had to see myself standing in that grass. I had to feel myself standing in that grass. I had to taste the environment of standing in that grass. But I had to go through the emotions, the fear of being seen, the fear of what I would hear people would say about me, the upturned noses about people seeing me, sensing the senses they couldn't smell the way I smelled, the senses that I was in. That's the healing process. I'm high all over again, just thinking about it. That's you in the now. In the now, the feeling in the now is unlike any feeling that you've ever felt. That's you in your seat. That's you sitting in that balance. But you got to go through the emotional aspects first. That's why you get excited. I remember getting excited as I grabbed my water, take a sip. give you the example. That character only knows certain feelings. Remember, that identity only can house a certain aptitude of light based on that negative. My internal, creates the aspects of my external. So even something as simple as watching TV, and what TV, what watching TV means to you, why you want to watch TV, and what TV mean, what watching certain TV shows means to you, even that comes up in the assessment for yourself. I remember being glued to the TV when I was little. Think about when you were little, when you were glued to the TV. What did you watch? What senses did it hit? It hit all your senses. How did you feel sitting in that space? Now, I want you to imagine being told to go to bed, being told to go take a bath, or go take out the trash, do the dishes, whatever was in the space that you had to do, and imagine how you felt. Now imagine taking that moment and layering it into the moment you're in now. You can't imagine it because you've been doing it unconsciously your entire life. You did the same thing with the traumatic experiences. You do the same thing with those repressed emotions, because nothing goes away. It's always present. It's your truth. It's always present. It's your truth. You have to accept your truth. That character that you created is the projection of the lie that you tell yourself. Everything that you create or in that identity are the lies that you tell to yourself. Your job, that's what you keep telling yourself. You got to go to work to maintain that identity. You're lying to yourself. I'm not telling you not to. I'm not telling you to quit your job. By no means. Because if you have your responsibilities and obligations, and that's what's helping you get to those responsibilities and obligations. But what I am saying is, you have to use that job for, you have to stop using the job as your crutch. Every job that I ever worked taught me a lesson. A multitude of lessons. Every lesson and every memory from every job and every lesson that I've learned, I've applied to my growth. Every relationship that you get into, friendship, love interest, whatever it may be, there are lessons that are there. If I do not learn the lessons from that space, then the next space that I go to will have the equivalent to those lessons. If I call myself in a sense of progression and I'm leveling up, that means I went from a job where I was always cooking to a job that I was managing. Those lessons are now in the manager's seat. So no matter what you do, the lessons evolve to match the space. The lessons evolve to match the space, to match the frequency. You can't sit there and be like, well, I'm going to do this, this, and this. That's nice. The lessons match the frequency you're on. Mm-hmm. You can't get to where you are not getting to where you want to go. So you can't get based on the future. You cannot receive based on the future, what you want to be. So you only can get based in the past. But where you're at now, when you become present in this now setting, the lessons are found in the past. So it's time to turn around and look back. It's time to look forward. Allow it to come to you. everything gravitates towards you anyway. So whatever you're attracting in your space is teaching you the lessons about you. Are you willing to sit there and listen? Don't think about school and how you hated school and your doubts and insecurities. Stop thinking about the old relationship. My last boyfriend was like this. My last girlfriend was like you. Why every time I get in a relationship, y'all always the same way? Why all niggas the same? Because that's your masculine wound being shown to you. Why all these bitches the same? Those are your feminine wounds being shown to you. We're gonna get into that lost in translation after this break. This could be you in the ad role. Thank you for choosing the God Hour. Uh-huh. And we back. So we tapped into a little bit about the echoes themselves. Got into it as we developed these characters based in the survival. And now I want to bring us home with Lost in Translation. Existing in the voids of the reaction. Now, what this looks like on multiple levels, multitudes of levels with ourselves, getting stuck in the voids is when we get stuck in the void of the reaction. That means, remember, every day you reincarnate. Every day that you wake up is a reincarnation into your space. What are you reincarnating into is based on the levels of the lesson that needs to be learned. Many of you wake up, I remember waking up doing the same thing every single day. No charge, I was not being charged, I was not being directed, it was based on predestination. So think about like this. Every day you wake up, you have a privilege to learn some shit. Every day that you wake up in gnosis to know, to learn, to understand something is a day that you live. Every day that you do not learn something is a day that you die. It doesn't matter on the micro or the macrocosm of what you are learning, but you must learn something every single day. If you're not learning, you're not living. You're simply existing in the translation. You're existing within the reactions. That means you woke up yesterday. Okay. You woke up on the first, your rent was due. Okay. Think about this. You woke up on the first, your rent was due. You don't have all the rent. You got it till the fifth. You might be able to swing in and have an explanation. You might have an explanation. Be able to get them, you might pay the late fee. Okay, cool. So now you spend all that time between the first and the fifth trying to get the rest of your rent. Now the sixth comes, seventh comes, eighth comes. Now the utility bill due. Now you're looking at the utility bill and you're like, okay, cool. I might have to get an extension to this day, that day, whatever. Or I might have to get the assistance to clear it out so I can get it done next month if they allow me. Okay. Now you got that going. You got the extension in, so you ain't got to worry about it on the forefront. But now you got to get to work. If you drive, you got to worry about putting gas in the tank. You take an Uber, Lyft, bus, whatever. But now you looking at your pockets is kind of slim, and then you sitting there and you're like, shit, if I take this Uber, it costs $10. It takes $10 to catch the Uber there and back. So that's about $20 with or without tip. Don't matter. $20. So Monday, that's $20. Tuesday, that's $20. Wednesday, you off. Thursday, you were able to get a ride. But that night, you had to take an Uber home. So that was 10. So Monday was 20. Tuesday was 20. Wednesday, you were off. Thursday was 10. So that's already $30 spent. Friday comes, you get your paycheck. Let's say your paycheck, $500. Paycheck, $500. Your paycheck was $800 before they took out taxes. And let's say you got child support and stuff of that nature. It's for male and female. You got child support, they garnishing your wages. So you get a $500, you went from $800 to you get a $300 paycheck. You got to make that $300 last for 2 weeks. So you stressed out. You say, okay, from this $300, I'm going to go grab a bottle. I'm going to go grab me some herb. I'm going to go grab me some nicotine. I'm going to go get me a couple scratch-offs. I'm going to go get me a, order me a pizza. And I'm going to sit at the house. But you can't sit at the house. People come over to your crib, or you go over to somebody's house with the stuff, and all that shit gone. All that shit was meant for you to be sitting at the house. So now you over there at somebody else's house. You order the pizza at their house. They put in on the pizza. You hoping they gonna put in on the pizza. You get mad they don't put in on the pizza. You get mad because they match the blunt. Weed ain't the same. Or let's go even further. You in that relationship. You were at a certain level of expectancy. You out there doing everything for everybody else, so you expect this person to do everything for you. Well, no matter what it is, you got to understand that you existing lost in translation. You are existing in the reactions. The character that you created for all of these points must exist within reactions. So your rent due, whatever it is, rent, utilities, all that shit happening. That character was built, remember, to sustain your comfort within struggle. So in order for your character to have that false sense of potential and purpose and false sense of pride, they got to work between the first and the fifth to try to get that money just to stay relevant, just to stay emotionally relevant. You went over to your people house, your friend house. You know they never have any money. But you went over there because they've been your friend since the beginning in the struggle. You go over there to avoid problems. You go over there to listen to their problems or feed that space. You go over there to try to give them guidance and nurturing. Because whether it's friend, family, whatever, let's say it's your sister or your brother, you keep going over there, providing them wisdom and guidance from a biased perspective of your broken ass. But you keep going over there. So when it gets too heavy and they're not changing, they're not investing in change, they're not growing, they're not developing, you lost in the translation. I'm not understanding why, only because here's the big point. It's you. You not understanding what they're doing is a reflection or the byproduct of you not understanding what you're doing. Them not being able to leave a relationship due to the fact of their abandonment and their avoidant wounds and their rejection wounds, their internal scars are reflections of your scars. They're willing to stay in that space in reaction to their trauma, just like you're willing to deflect and stay out of a relationship because it will uproot, it will flare up your trauma. And you give yourself the comment, women ain't shit, men ain't shit, can't trust on them, can't believe in them. But that's your wound speaking, whispering. That's your emotional wounds whispering. That's your emotional voice needing to be filled. You try that need you to continuously feel. That's what those are. And you sitting in that position, sad, upset, mad, whatever it may be, because you have not yet moved to the next level with yourself. You're scared to move forward. You're scared to grow. You're scared to drop that character off, learn it. You're scared to step into that development mode. You scared to, you got this fear of the voice in your head. What if it's right? It's whatever you want it to be. Every voice in my head was right. That's the key. It's not about being right or wrong. Every voice in your head is right. The thing that is the key point is how are you listening and assessing these voices? One of the things that I give my clients is you got to get to a point to where when you're talking to your inner aspect and you're telling them that they're right, what are you saying after that statement? You are right. I did do this. And now you got to go down. This is the acceptance part. I did do this because of this. I did do this because of this. I did sleep with multiple niggas, multiple men because of my self-worth. I did sleep with multiple women because it was a sense of control. I felt that if I fucked them, then they would love me under the illusion of them loving me. I did stay around, and I do try to provide this nurturing and protecting to my sisters and my brothers and family, devoid of never learning. I do this and I do all of that. But it was based on the amount of knowledge that I do not. It was not only based on what I did not know, but what I did not apply to. Now that I know, I have to change my, assess these patterns to apply the new knowledge to myself to move forward. That's what I'm going to do. Every time that voice come up, the negative aspect come up, you must acknowledge that it served a purpose. Every negative aspect that has came up, you must acknowledge that it served a purpose. That way you open up to the lessons of that purpose. A lot of times when something negative comes up, or we call it negative in the attitude of it being bad for our character, bad for the identity, and it comes up, we immediately deflect. We'll start deflecting and projecting. We'll start using that emotional relevance, the anger, the fear, the guilt, whatever it may be. We start using that as our coping mechanism. So you sitting there in your space and using that as a coping mechanism. So you keep going into these spaces. But I'm gonna give you something crazy about your space. This is for the ones that have experienced job loss, especially the ones that are experiencing deaths in the family, especially. What you are experiencing is your reaction to things is the deaths of family members, the death of family members, friends, people that are close to you. It always represents the death of an aspect or a part of you that needs to be a part of you that needs to be assessed. If it's the death of a child, it's letting you know that your inner child is dying. Your inner child is in a state of transition and needs to you need to assess your inner child. It is that rebirth process. You're stepping into your new space. You're being birthed into a new position. Whether if they're older, you feel me? If they're older, the older that they are is letting you know that the mentality or the identity that you carried up to this point, it's no longer going to be worth the transition. The younger that The younger ones are actually the older ones. We know that. Think about that. You come in this bitch 9 million years old. So the younger the transition, this is how we break these distractions. The younger the transition, and when it attaches into you, whether it's a little girl or a little boy or a teenager, is letting you know about aspects or aptitudes about yourself. That's why they can keep using it, because it still taps into you. But you got to get past the point of the emotional reaction. Oh my God, Trayvon Martin died. What did Trayvon Martin represent to you? Because most motherfuckers were like, they killed him because he was wearing a hoodie in a good neighborhood. Now I want you to think about this. He was wearing a hoodie and a good, he was wearing a black hoodie getting Skittles, and he was in the wrong side of town. Or he was in the perceived aspect that was an undefined space of him. He was in the darkness. He was in an undefined space of him. He was in an unfamiliar territory of him. This is how you learn how to use this space. He was an unidentified space of him. He cannot be identified within that space. Things that cannot be identified based on our fear, based on the aptitude of fear, is simply we do not understand it. So when you looked at that and you saw yourself in that space, when you saw yourself in Trayvon Martin, when you saw yourself in this man, in my man's, what did you see about yourself? You are in a space that's unfamiliar. You are trying to maintain a character that's unfamiliar. When y'all saw my man, the brother that got shot for selling cigarettes and CDs outside of trying to survive for his kids, is letting you look at it, go past reaction, and how do you see yourself? He was just trying to feed his family. How are you trying to feed your family? How are you trying to feed your family? What family are you, what family wound are you still trying to feed? What family wound are you feeding? What family wound are you feeding? What aspect of you are you still trying to feed? See, you got to understand these transitions mean everything got, once you start taking this serious, you start seeing everything and everything. The little baby transition down to the little baby to the old head motherfucker transition. Y'all, everybody was like, oh my God, Nipsey Hussle. The marathon continues. What did you learn? He was doing so much for his community, and he was building, and he was doing all these things, and he was in that space. What space are you in to build? What space are you in to build? What space are you in to structure things? What are you learning? What are you mastering? What lessons are you mastering inside of your space? We put so much emphasis on the illusion or the external light to preserve, to project. To preserve, to project. To stay within the perception of the narrative of our own fear. To hide away and separate from ourselves. But Nip left when he was supposed to. Pac left when he was supposed to. Trayvon left when he was supposed to. Phil Castillo left when he was supposed to. Michael Garner left when he was supposed to. All these motherfuckers left when they were supposed to. I'm not saying deny the grieving aspect, because you're going to grieve. But I've broken that down before. The aspects of grieving are synonymous with your chakra system. I use that example. What you're rooted in, where your truth, the truth aspects of yourself lie, where your power lies, the path and the residuals on your heart, your throat, and what you're speaking, everything that you see, and what you use as your crowning achievement. You can't keep crowning yourself the king of the hustle, the king of the hood, the queen, the bad bitch, all these aspects, and then expect to get something different. You got to change your rhythm. First, you got to assess your cadence. I talked about this on Friday during the lecture. You got to assess your cadence. What is your rhythm? What is your pattern? And assess if that pattern is based on the lower level of myself. That means I need physical to keep me charged. I need something to keep me charged. Or it's in the higher sense. That means I'm using a higher train of thought in order to start my healing process. These are those lessons that you needing to fucking learn, but you keep avoiding them because you're lost in the translation. You can't see how that can happen because you still got a fear of it. You lost in the translation. I don't see how somebody can just die, how they can take that person away. Death is a transition. Death is the transition to the next level. So what you're really fearing is you going to the next level. Simple. Now you just got to assess, if this triggers you, now you got to assess, what level are you at? What are you trying to maintain at that level? What character are you trying to maintain? What voices are you listening to as you're thinking? It's time to assess those aspects of yourself. Or you going to keep repeating the same damn shit? You're going to keep using the same external narratives to hinder yourself. Because no one can stop you but you. No one can stop you but you. So many times, I would stop myself for the fear of the real growth. Even though I created an entire scenario in my mind, because I did it so many times. Create an entire scenario in my mind with that person, that place, that thing, all based in predestination. No sense of direction. Because if I'm not understanding and shedding in myself, I have no sense of direction. Therefore, I have no sense of self-awareness. Therefore, I have no type of routine. Therefore, I have no true goals. Therefore, I have no true discipline. So, of course, I'm a hold on to something extra long. Remember, you reincarnate every single day. What are you taking the privilege in learning today? I want you to be the fucking best. I desire you to be the fucking best. Y'all, after the plug talk, you know I'm gonna leave y'all with the closeout. I love you.
And of course, you know we had to bring that back. And let that beat come back. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the God Talk, Plug Talk. Everything going on in the world of Gotico Alchemist. You could be here in this Plug Talk ad space for free. Or you can become one of the rolling ads with a sponsorship to the podcast. You choose. You can get plugged in. This little space right now I'm talking in right now, that could be me talking about your product, your service, you coming in, you putting in that, the work you put in. You can be right in this space. Gotico Alchemist, LLC. You get me at Set, S-E-T, Carlo, C-A-R-L-O, Nejuice, N-E-G-U-S, @gmail.com. Get plugged in that way. Or you can get plugged in 910-249-3999. That's 3 9s. Or you can hit me up in my inbox at Darth, DARTHSADMEI. Darth Sandy Rob. Or you can hit me in my DMs. Papa_Lucy666. Multiple ways to get in contact. especially when it comes to readings, whether you need some general energy, you need in that clarity, you need that life path, see where your life's at, and get in depth into where your life's at and why it's where it's at. That past life, to understand what you're carrying on from the past cycles, or you need some of that cutting the cord. Those are my clarity, general, life, path, past, cut the cord. Those are the five top. Those are the top five readings that I do. But I also do more in-depth readings, relationship readings with yourself, love readings as in the relationship with yourself, the family ties, getting in contact with that energy of your family, your lineage, many, many more readings that I actually do, as well as the shadow work consultation, $100, best hour, 30 minutes of your life, guaranteed, if you're ready to move forward and get deeper into your shadow work. I've had people hit me that have been doing that shadow work, but just coming into contact with me, they were like, I wanna go deeper. And you don't even, after the consultation, you move forward, might get information from there. But if not, I got the life coaching, mentoring aspect, and then I got that in-depth shadow work therapy where we get deep into those shadows, those unassessed aspects. So, multiple ways to get in contact with me. Speaking of getting in contact with class, last week, Gotico Alchemist, my YouTube channel, we got into that emotional red tape under Red Tape Revolver. Go catch the playback. That's when we got into the assessing the emotional red tape that we have set the laws up that govern our life. This Friday, we're going to get into isolated comfort. And remember what I told you, isolated comfort, or comfort rather, is simply reaction. The space that you can react into, and it shows your weakness. So a lot of times that chain reaction effect is due to us trying to isolate ourselves inside of our comfort zone to avoid going within even further. But yeah, I desire you to be the fucking best. I want you to be the fucking best. Again, I appreciate the support. You got a service or a product? Let me know, I'll put you in the plug talk. You want to talk about being one of the in the ad roles? And everything that comes with being a sponsor to the podcast? Hit me up. I desire you to be the fucking best. I appreciate the support. I support you supporting the lesson because it teaches me how to go deeper within my own lessons. That's what we down here for. Learn, pushing past your comfort zone, stepping into that growth, stepping into your truth. Y'all stay tuned for the closeout. Peace.
Yeah. I just want you to be the fucking best. I swear I just want you to be the fucking best. I want you to tap into the greatest version of you. But in order to do that, we got to assess these layers. This week, that's what we got into with these layers. You got to, these layers that you keep getting stuck in are going to hinder your growth. The character you keep trying to maintain, you got me stepping out of my character. I just thought about that. You got me stepping out my character. No, they don't. They triggered you. The true aspect of you came out to the surface, the shit that you need to work on. So if you sitting there always mad at motherfuckers or think people just want to play you, you feared something coming out. That's all you holding on to. You fear somebody coming. You fear something coming out. You fear something coming to the surface. You fear your true aspects of you go come to the surface, and then you got to sit there and deal with it. Guess what? It's time to deal with it. They bring out the true you. Think about everything you say in that emotional presence, when you're emotionally present. Go back and listen to yourself. Even if you got to record yourself, go back and listen to yourself. I really want you to think about that. The conversations that you have through the aspect of the character are not the true conversations of yourself. You may think you're saying one thing because of that image that you got of yourself in your mind, that you are whoever you say you are. But remember, you do not get based on what you are or where you want to be. You get based on where you truly are, who you are. You get based on you. So if you get a certain response or certain reactions, you're getting based on where you are. So if you're used to, give you some examples before we break this down, because we'll get into this on Friday night. Wednesday for the show and on Friday night. You are looking for reasons to stay within the isolation of your comfort or in the isolation based on the reaction. Therefore, if you don't get a certain reaction, you can keep saying what you already been saying, the whisper that's been saying to yourself. I don't love me. I don't know me. I don't trust me. I don't believe in me. I'm not where I need to be. It's time to change and listen to those whispers and learn how to respond by healing, not reacting to stay locked in the past. It's been an episode of the God Hour Podcast. I've been your host, your master of ceremonies, your occult psychologist, Papa Lucifer Somdi. Go back and replay the plug talk. And then tap in to tap out. I love you. We love us. Ashe.